And now I would like to actually introduce our next guest, County Commissioner Roland Mason, who is the only county commissioner not running for election. We are very happy to be not covering elections tonight, giving our listeners a little bit of a break. Roland, thank you so much for being with us.
Thanks for having me, Chris. And Chris, how you doing? Hi, Ian, how you doing?
Hey, doing well.
And Chris Rourke, I believe you wanted to ask the first question of Mr. Mason.
Yeah, it is good to see you, Roland. I was just telling Christopher tonight, I'm so glad we're not talking about the election because I am just so ready for it to be over. But what we are talking about tonight is, you know, numbers of people could be increasing in the backcountry. I mean, you live in Crested Butte. You know, when you see soaring sales for backcountry ski gear and a big bump in the number of people, you know, taking avalanche safety courses, what's the first thing that comes to your mind?
Yeah, I think, Chris, just based on what we saw this summer, I think we're going to see something similar this winter, where folks are going to, you know, want to get out, recreate, and I think they're going to feel, you know, I think they're going to feel comfortable, you know, on our public lands. And even though some of these folks might not be as seasoned on the public land, especially in the winter, as, you know, as what we're used to in the past. So, yeah, I anticipate a lot of snowmobile sales. I anticipate a lot more people at the trailheads doing different types of recreation, whether it's motorized or non-motorized with, you know, cross-country skiing, snowshoeing. I think we're going to see a lot of first-timers in the community, in the Crested Butte area, in, you know, at the Alpineer, asking for access. Where's the best place to take our family to, you know, whatever events they want to do, which, whether it's snowshoeing, skiing, you know, cross-country skiing, even hiking or walking. Fat bike, I think, is going to be pretty popular this winter. But I think the real, you know, the county did just complete an addition to the parking up at the Kebler Pass.
Right.
And what that did is that increased the overall parking capacity by about 45 parking spaces. Do you want me to go into that right now? I know it's, I'm kind of jumping
sure.
in.
Sure.
But what that, you know, what we anticipated this summer was that the residents that live up there have come, I would say, not in conflict, but they have a, there's residents that live up there that want to stay overnight. Then you have the day users that want to use it during the day. And how does the county work with the Forest Service and work with both residents and day users on getting that area plowed, making sure there aren't traffic jams, making sure that people kind of have an idea of where and how to park and kind of what the times are around those situations. So.
But certainly with the COVID restrictions that are still going to persist this winter, perhaps we see more day users because, you know, hotels are going to have certain limitations, restaurants, et cetera. You know, maybe we do see more of those day users that, you know, haul in and haul out.
I think we are going to see, I think we're going to see a lot of users and day users coming from the Front Range. I think we're going to see the travel, not necessarily from the airlines for this kind of recreation, but I think we're going to see a lot of Front Range folks coming over, kind of getting deeper into the backcountry, if you will, for like a 2 or 3 night stay. I also feel that, you know, with the uptick in COVID numbers across the country, even in the state level right now, I think the hotels are going to have you know, hopefully not, but it seems like the hotels might have a harder time with that capacity. I think short-term rentals are still going to be a good option for a lot of folks because it's one house, one or two families that typically are together, if you will, coming in. And so I think we're going to see a lot of short-term rentals fill up with that, all those folks moving into the trailheads. So, yeah. And then we're going to see you know, it's up in the air with the ski area. I'm really hoping that our ski area can stay open and we can kind of maintain those protocols that they've put in place.
Mm-hmm.
If we see ski areas starting to close across the state, not necessarily ours, but if we see other ski areas having to close down for, you know, for COVID reasons, then we're going to see a lot of pressure.
Yeah, I appreciate you pointing that out because, of course, one of the reasons that folks are talking so much about an increase in backcountry skiing is because culturally, with Vail Resorts moving to reservation skiing, it's a totally different kind of experience. You might assume that folks are discouraged from that, loss of spontaneity when it comes to skiing, but they can maintain that if they get an avalanche course and get all the proper gear and make sure that they're safe enough to head out into the backcountry. So I think that that's definitely an interesting point.
Well, there's plenty of social distance after all in the backcountry.
There is. And, another interesting fact, Tim Baker, I think about a month ago, said that the sales for the Epic Pass was up about 13 or 14% from last year. So I think that just shows that it's, even though there might be some differences this year with getting a reservation and navigating parking and how the buses are going to work and things like that, it sounds like more people across the country are looking at skiing or, as a way to get in, whether, whatever mountain that is. But an increase in passes from last year is pretty significant based on what happened at the end of last year where they had to close everything down. So.
Yeah. I just still am... maybe I know you've spoken to this already, but, if we have more people coming but less capacity and we've, typically struggled with capacity, doesn't that set us up for more problems?
It's going to be interesting. The summertime, I think it was unpredictable what would happen this summer. But remember, the summer allows people to spread out. So we had great numbers as far as people coming to the valley and recreating, but they were also able to spread out over a lot of acreage. They could camp. So this winter is going to be challenging based on the folks that want to come in that might not have made long-term reservations, pre-reservations, whatever, and they want to come in and just find a place to stay. It's going to be interesting to find out how those folks get accommodations, especially if we do have to ratchet down the capacity in our hotels and motels.
So. Yeah, I mean, I think it's the gift that keeps on giving in that we have to continue to adapt and overcome. And with changing weather conditions, certainly it's going to be challenging.
Yeah, I agree. And just something else, since we do have Ian on here, and I'm sure he's aware, and the Avalanche Center is I've heard people talk about the issue. I think what's going to be interesting is how to get the message out to the folks that are here for the first time, the new users, because, there's a lot of information out there.
Yeah, and just to chime in on that, one other thing I've forgotten to mention was we're going to, in an attempt, exactly what you're saying, Roland, to educate the newbie user, new to town, never been here before, is install a physical, avalanche danger sign at the entrance to Crested Butte, similar to fire danger in the summer, so that users at a very minimum, if they don't know about the Avalanche Center website and don't listen to the radio, if they see that, they'll at least kind of be tipped off for that. And it is adding a little bit of a extra effort on our end as a center to be accurate with that every morning or every evening. We're still trying to hash out how that danger rating will be changed, because our worst nightmare is, say the danger's at low and then we have a big storm the next day, say overnight period.
Or a big wind event, not even a storm, just a bunch of...
whatever it is, and the danger spikes. Like, are we misinforming the public in that regard? And I think it's okay to share, our internal discussions, because it's just the reality of the relatively unpredictable avalanche phenomenon we deal with and live with. So... that's a big tool hopefully we can put into action, at least to help that exact thing you're talking about with new users.
I want to let our listeners know we have about 7 minutes left on our time on Community Matters this evening. We're talking with Ian Havlake of the Crested Butte Avalanche Center. We also have County Commissioner Roland Mason from Crested Butte on. My name is Christopher Biddle, joined as always by Chris Rourke. We don't have any time to take any listener calls, but there are a couple things that I wanted to make sure that we covered in this show. Because this is an issue that is certainly occurring here in Gunnison Valley, and we're talking about an increase of popularity in the backcountry use, both in the winter and summer, really. Yes, it's happening here. It's also happening elsewhere in other communities, similar communities around the country. Roland Mason, I understand there's a specific aspect of this project at the Kebler Winter Trailhead that is unique, and I was wondering if you could quickly describe what makes this project unique, this solution.
Sure. Yeah, that's a good question. So just in a nutshell, basically the parking lot is located on Forest Service property. Typically, the Forest Service only allows day use at trailheads. This is probably one of the most, I think it's unique in the fact that they allowed the county to create 45 spaces of parking specifically for residential parking. So the public is actually not allowed to park in those parking spaces. And that right there is what makes this a unique relationship. The Forest Service recognizes that Kebler Pass is a unique trailhead. It has, I think there's about up to maybe 28 people now living up at Irwin, which about 9 or 10 years ago, I think there was 6. So we have an increase in people that are living there that needing and are basically working in Crested Butte. So they're sledding down, jumping in their cars, driving back, back and forth. And then you also have the day use. You also have outfitters that are permitted by the Forest Service. So you have business, you have day users, and then you have residents, all trying to use a very small, in the whole scheme of things, it's a very limited amount of space, if you will. And what we're trying to do, this isn't going to be the overall fix, this parking space that we've created, but what we're trying to do is basically make it so that we can get through the next year or couple years and really figure out a long-term plan for residents, for a better plan for day use in general, and a place for the outfitters so they're not all kind of meshing together.
Yeah, and just chiming in from the avalanche side of it, I mean, the Kebler Pass corridor is a fairly hazardous corridor that is on our radars quite often to warn the residents, the users, and the businesses about. In some cases, some businesses shut down operation when we list the danger as high or extreme. So, and this goes back to even the 1800s when the train was swept off the tracks at the Splaines Gulch Zone by the Seven Sisters slide path. So, yeah, not only is it complicated from a human perspective, it's also complicated from the avalanche side of things as well. So.
Ian, we're going to have you back on at some point to tell me the story behind that, because it sounds like a great story.
Get Dwayne on.
Yeah, absolutely.
Like, how many avalanches do you have memorized?
As many as I can.
Christopher, just really quick, just to tag on to that, that's one of the main reasons why there isn't plowing up to the Y.
Sure, yeah.
There's at least 3 danger, really, I'd say pretty dangerous slide paths between where it is now and the Y. And that's going to be a major issue, and it's going to be a major expense if plowing were to ever go that far.
Yeah. Great.
As far as mitigation and control.